Test. Yeah, good. All right, folks, this is what you've been waiting for the whole time. This is Kineas with Hailing Frequency, and we are here at the Star Trek Convention in Las Vegas with Jack Emmert. Finally, we are here. Can you believe it? After all this. Okay, let's... Thanks, first of all, for meeting with us. This is a great pleasure.
Sure, and it was a pleasure meeting you over coffee when you crashed the place, just sat down at my table, and no introductions or anything, just creeping me out. But yeah, that's fun. That's fun.
Folks, this is Jack Emmert, the Chief Creative Officer of Cryptic Studios, and a ton of games under your belt. City of Heroes, City of Villains, big D&D fan, grew up with comic books, big comic book fan.
Yes, indeedy.
All right. Well, let's just get to it then. What are going to be the top line features of Star Trek Online?
So first of all, you're the captain, so you will command a ship and your own bridge crew. This bridge crew will help give you abilities both in space but also on ground, because of course you've got to go down on away missions many different times. And each of your bridge crew will have their own abilities, as well as your own avatar will have its own abilities. You'll have equipment to help augment both your ship and your crew. You can form fleets with other players. These are going to be large guilds. And there are two sides. You can either be part of Starfleet or part of the Klingon Empire. In both cases, you're going to be assigned a ship, and you'll be subject to orders from high command of either side and be part of a large galactic storyline.
That sounds fantastic. I'm sorry, I'm chewing some ice here. Sorry, folks. It's super hot here in Vegas. Unbelievably hot. I've been melting the whole time.
Yep, it's just about 105 degrees here.
Yeah. Okay, how did you approach designing space, and will space be a character?
Well, it's an interesting... space is... What's a real challenge is it's big and empty. In an MMO, you don't want to spread everybody out to the point where they never run into anybody else, because how do you make friends? But what we've done is generated, well, we took a look at the canonical Star Trek maps. We've divided out a section of the Alpha Quadrant, and we've split it up into zones and then into star systems underneath that, where you'll encounter all your favorite planets, and you'll also be a whole bunch of unexplored stuff. So you can be the first person to a particular star system, name the planets, name the star, do all that sort of stuff.
Fantastic. Okay, the next question is, and sorry we didn't get names on these folks. How will players travel and explore in this near infinite universe you alluded to in the AP article?
Well, the first and primary travel is going to be your spaceship and going into warp, but also there will be transwarp conduits set throughout space, which as you fellow Trekkies or Trekkers will know, can take you from point A to point B very quickly. And I believe that was a Borg thing.
Yeah.
Transwarp.
Yeah. Will there be civilians, pirates, or freelancers in Star Trek Online?
So those would be NPCs. You are part of Starfleet, or you're part of the Klingon military structure from the start. You can't be a Federation citizen outside, at least at launch. This is something we definitely have an eye towards, and one of the things about an online game that's great is we can grow with the community. And if that's what people want, sure as heck, we'll put it in.
They sure do. Evolution is a big thing out there. They're like, we don't care how long it takes. As long as this game starts, let's see it go the next 40 years.
Sure, that's a great thing about an online game.
Oh, and especially with this crowd. Okay, will the legendary ships like Enterprise be in the game, and can subscribers serve on them, have missions on them, or even be a captain?
So we're setting the storyline several decades after Star Trek Nemesis. So this puts us into the 25th century. So most, if not all, of the ships have either been decommissioned or there are new ships bearing their names. Many of the characters have retired or passed on. However, as we all know, time travel is an awful big part of the Star Trek universe, so you never can tell who you might run into.
It's awesome time travel. Okay, what can you tell us about fleets in Star Trek Online?
The fleets are our term for guilds, so make sure to check out Star Trek Online on our forums, because people are already forming their guilds. They're already getting their fleets together right now, which is great to see. At any rate, fleets are going to be able to work cooperatively to build space stations, perhaps even shipyards and other facilities to allow them to expand their abilities. to build even larger ships, maybe mining colonies, science stations, all sorts of things. So we have a lot in store for people who are interested in that. And plus, there are some threats that only a fleet can face.
I'll bet that sounds awful good to you. Behind the camera, folks, we have a Nova from Lotus Fleet. Lotus Fleet has helped support our podcast for quite some time now, and it's a real pleasure that we were able to meet here in Vegas and do this together. So how does that sound?
I mean, that sounds like everything everybody has been asking for as far as our interactions with other fleets and guilds around the community. You know, a lot of people were concerned with, well, what are we going to do? You know, and in experiencing City of Heroes, you know, as soon as the community were actually given the actual supergroup bases, you know, the actual supergroups just blew up in size. Mm-hmm. And it was just a wonderful thing. So anytime that a group of individuals can get together on a community level and do something for themselves as well as the server that they're on is a great thing. That's good news for us.
Yeah, anything cooperative is good in an MMO. Also, Lotus Fleet, we had somebody help us yesterday set up, so that was very nice.
Oh, wonderful.
And that's www.lotusfleet.com. Okay, one more before we take a break. Will the diversity of character creation play as big a role as it did in City of Heroes, racial abilities, professions?
100% true. We're known for character customization. We're going to be known for it in Champions Online. We are going to continue to build on that with Star Trek. So you will not only be able to customize your own Vulcan or Andorian, but perhaps include Gorn, Klingon, Orion.
Tholians? Fallon, if you're listening. There you go, Fallon. Answered your question right there.
You can create your own alien race, and you can call it whatever you want, and give it its own abilities and everything. Because as we all know, Galaxy is a huge place. There are many different types of foreheads that people can have.
Wow, unbelievable. Okay, folks, we're taking a break. You're listening to Hailing Frequency.